This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
China's new leader Xi Jinping is launching a big anti-corruption campaign and promising economic reforms. He's just returned from an important trip to the southern city of Shenzhen. And joining us now with the details is our China Bureau Chief, Rob Schmitz. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so give us the significance first of this trip to Shenzhen.
Well, you know, Shenzhen, which borders Hong Kong, was China's first experiment with a free market system. Former leader Deng Xiaoping made a very famous tour to the city 20 years ago, which launched broad economic reforms in China. Ever since then, China's economy has enjoyed GDP growth into the double digits. So for Xi to choose Shenzhen as his first official trip is a message that he, too, is interested in economic reforms.
Well, so what does he want to reform?
Well, that's a big question. He's hyped up economic reforms with this trip, and now comes the hard part. He's going to have to go head-to-head with these enormous state-owned companies, the dinosaurs of communist China, in order to shift more capital from their sector to the private sector. I spoke with Jim McGregor about this today. He's the author of No Ancient Wisdom, No Followers. It's a book about the challenges of China's economic system, and here's what he said.
The economy can't keep growing with the current state enterprise-centered model. And so he has to reignite private enterprise, and he has to regain the confidence of foreign business who are doing business here but have lost confidence in the government and the government's willingness to even give them a decent chance here.
So a big challenge ahead for Xi Jinping, Rob. What if he doesn't get this done?
Well, if they fail at this, China will become a less attractive place for foreign companies due to business for a host of reasons, not least of which will be the country's economic vitality. Economists may differ on China's prospects, but they all agree that China's economy as it stands won't be sustainable much longer. You know, so if China can build that private sector, inject more confidence in the marketplace and make people feel safer to consume, then most economists agree the economy will be on a healthier path.
Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joining us from Shanghai. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Jeremy.